Since an STS is evident, we now need to perform the necessary age corrections. To do this, we need to look at OSHA 29, CFR 1910, Part 1910.95, Appendix F. Appendix F describes the procedures for making age corrections. 1. Determine which values to use. There are different age correction values for men and women. These correction values can be found on the OSHA website. 2. Find the age at which the most recent audiogram was taken and record the corresponding age-corrected values for 2, 3, and 4 kHz. 3. Find the age at which the baseline audiogram was taken and record the corresponding age-corrected values for 2, 3, and 4 kHz. 4. Subtract the baseline correction values from the most recent correction values. This number represents the amount of hearing in dB that would be expected to change as a result of age. 5. Then, you take the difference values you calculated in step 4 and subtract those from the thresholds measured at the most recent audiogram. After that, you recalculate the average and compare that average to the baseline average.